Time for our weekly Fargo Forest Coaches Conversation this week with head coach Brett Skinner. Coach, last weekend you guys were on the road in Chicago. You split that weekend series, a 2-1 loss in overtime on Friday. The Saturday game, though, the offense came alive with a 7-3 victory. Can you just break down the weekend for us and that little blip of a road trip in between homestands?
Yeah, it's kind of a tough trip. It's a long way to go, so you end up not skating on the Thursday. And then the Chicago setup, it's a little bit of a unique setup for the USHL, a little bit more of a youth rank. So it's you know, historically a tough trip, especially for the younger kids to go on and you know really have a really good start to that night. And they have they have a lot of talent the way they scout and recruit. A little bit on the smaller side, but they're going to play fast. A lot of skills. So, you know, I thought for us to come out and actually keep them to two and then scratch and claw our way to a point in that game. You know, we had the penalty shot in overtime where Cameron Acoin just sneaks it through the goalie's pads and it hits the back of his foot at the last second and goes out and hits the post and doesn't go in. You know, it just kind of that game of inches thing. But I was actually pretty proud of the group given the circumstances of the travel and everything to come out with a point. And then the next night being able to score the four power play goals for sure was the difference,
man. So with those power play goals, is something clicking a bit? Was it just that night? I know it seems as though with power plays, they come in bunches where it seems like you're just not getting them, you're not getting them, and then when you finally do, it's like an avalanche. Was there something a little bit different that was executed, or was it more or less just the opportunities were there and they found the back of the net?
No, I think, like, if you look at our segments throughout the first half, we were a 20% power play team, and then we did go on a six-week stretch where we really couldn't score at all. You know, and that was probably coinciding with the illness running through the team and just lacking a little pop, a little finish. You know, you could see that through our whole game overall as a team. You know, just guys were kind of worn down and not at 100%. I think when you see a game like that, it might be just kind of like an avalanche of whether it's frustration or just being overdue to score goals. Certainly we've been working on it a ton and showing a lot of video, but at the end of the day, you got to put the puck in the back of the net. And, you know, for that stretch where we weren't going really well, it was almost like comical that you couldn't get the puck in the net. You know, I liked our process. I liked our chances. You know, there was a lot of good things there. The puck just was not going in the net. And then on a night like this, you know, you come back and you look, you put four in the net, you know, so it almost makes you laugh even more when you're like, well, how hard was it to do that stretch when all of a sudden you just have a game with four? So certainly we'll take it right now. And I think we needed it that night because Chicago's a team that could certainly put the puck in the back of the net. So it was good to see. Hopefully the kids can kind of keep the momentum moving forward.
I'm not trying to back into a corner. I'm really curious is why I want to ask this question, but over the last couple of months, as we know, coming off the Clark Cup Championship with the team, trying to regroup some more assets, and this season you're still very competitive, you're still in the playoff race, but, you know, people are curious, and it's tough for some people to process when you see the departures of guys like Reed Davitila, Finn McLaughlin, three or four, you know, a handful of the really high-profile players. But when you trade them away, you get guys back in return that have more eligibility, that have potential to be really good players in the next year or two, or even are also right now contributing to the team. When you make deals like that, and when you guys were regrouping the way that you were this last month or so, how are some of those new additions doing? And then also, how do you go about trying to keep that balance of staying competitive while dishing out assets like that back and forth?
Yeah, no, it's a really good question and a really fair question. I think, you know, as you're sitting back, you could probably question what the heck are these guys doing. But, you know, there's a few different tree branches to this. One, obviously, we care a lot about those kids that we traded away. There were kids that I won a championship with a year ago. Dav's a kid that I had coached for 2.5 years, came with me from the Wilderness. And, you know, they're you know, whether it's Finn or Peter Cesar, Dav, even Brady Artisan, they're all great kids. Certainly would have loved to continue the journey and put the fight up. But you're sitting here looking at a situation where we've had 2 years back-to-back Anderson Cup championships, and we won the Clark Cup last year, and it's 2 years where we were all in. And these are things that probably for the normal fan or the casual fan or even the people are there every night, you don't understand the asset pool. And we were running a pretty significant asset deficit from the two championship runs. Couple things caring about the kids. You want to put them in a position where you're going to maximize their development. For a kid like Dav, great players certainly helped us win hockey games, but for him to maximize his development, maybe it was better for him to go into a different situation, be coached by a different person for the stretch run of his junior career, and similar to Finn and Peter in that capacity. But if I felt like we were going to win a championship with those guys and these moves were going to make us lose more hockey games than we're going to win, we wouldn't have made those decisions. I think it was, overall as a staff, as we discussed it, really, really hard decisions and probably new on the surface. Just because you grow, as a fan base, you grow kind of a passion for these kids that are in front of you. We knew that it wasn't going to look great, but we felt digging into what we needed as a team, it was more of a reshuffling than a selling. We were always deficient at center. We were probably square pegging a round hole with some of the kids we were playing at the center position. And we set the bar really high for what we wanted the return to be. We weren't, we weren't going to sell these guys for just a little bit. And just even the guys that we got back on the ice, I think are going to help us win hockey games down the stretch here. We continue to probably, maybe even have an uptick since we've got the new players in. But not only that, we also got significant assets on top of the players that we got back. Some of the players we can't play yet because they were just different rules in the league, or they were affiliates and they're playing elsewhere in midget hockey, and then the draft picks on top of that. So we're sitting here, like I said, certainly very, very tough decision to make for me personally. Lots of lost sleep, lots of debate behind the scenes, and organizationally we felt top to bottom that these were decisions, although tough decisions, that we had to make. And keeping in mind that the players going the other way, making sure that they went into a really good situation so they could continue their development. But obviously for us, making sure moving forward we were in a good spot. And I think these kids have come in and done a good job. I think they were all kids that felt like they wanted more of an opportunity, and we had that for them here. So they've all kind of flourished, and we very specifically targeted the positions that we needed and the type of players we needed. Probably, from an outsider, you're sitting here saying, yeah, we love these new guys coming in, but we loved Dav and Finn and Peter, and we wanted them too. But that's just not the reality that we live in. We couldn't acquire these players, which we certainly need, and maintain those players. So that's kind of the hard part of the business. And certainly we're excited about the new guys coming in. And, part of our culture here is integrating these new kids and making sure that they're welcome. And, the guys that left, are kids that I'm going to root for the rest of their careers. They're going to be guys that I track their careers and watch them go through college and up to pro ranks, and wishing them nothing but the best. But we're also very excited and fortunate to be able to get the players that we got back, as well as, get more to probably, a net positive in our asset pool now, which kind of for us moving forward, you don't want to be in this situation where you're scratching and clawing year after year because you're running that asset deficit. So a tough decision, but certainly excited about the kids we got back.
Speaking about prospects and future players, Coach, the state tournament was held down in St. Paul for both Class A and Class AA. Morehead finally won their first ever state title. So my questions are kind of, how closely were you watching those state tournaments, if you were able to? And I know you've got a couple of those players, Brooks Cullen and Zach Zimmerman, are listed as far as your affiliates go, Mason West as well. What can you say about some of those players over there in Morehead and the impact they have on that team over there, and obviously what that can mean for some of those players coming over to you guys in the near future?
Yeah, I was actually lucky. I got down to the X for the Thursday, well, the Wednesday night single A action, and then the Thursday I was there for the full day, so I got to get some scouting in it. Obviously, pretty prestigious tournament, and have heard many, many tales that coming out of the X over the years, and have watched it, but that was my first time being able to be in-house, and really exciting to be there in person. You know, for us, with Moorhead, these kids are in and around the rink all the time. Obviously with Zach and Brooks, getting to know them just from being on our affiliate list, I found myself maybe for the first time kind of sitting watching a game, and I felt a little bit like a super fan. I was in a suite with a bunch of other hockey people, and I was up there. They were like, Skins, you're not coaching. Calm down. You're calm down, kind of thing. So got a little excited, and knowing Cully, and he was on the bench. Just I know how special a group it was, and how much they wanted it, and obviously just kind of watching the way they played, how much they really earned that and deserved it. So really, really kind of fun to watch. But as far as our affiliates that were there, we're actually going to have Brooks Cullen and Mason West come in and play with us starting now. Brooks is already in town. Mason is getting in today, and both will play this weekend, which kind of goes back to the reason we could make those moves we did. We felt like we have some young affiliates that we really like that we want to, we want to give ice time to, and it opens it up where, we were able to make some moves at the deadline. But with these kids coming in, looking at the tournament they have, I think Zach Zimmerman, an 08, he's a younger kid, he's a sophomore. But really exciting, the amount of talent he has, the vision he has offensively. He can make plays, but I think his finishing touch was on display for sure at the X this past weekend. And then Mason West, big bodies, the number one football player, I think, for his age in the state of Minnesota, quarterback. If you didn't know that, you should go and try and catch some of his highlight reels for football. It's pretty cool stuff. But you watch him on the ice, and not a typical big body power forward. He definitely has that power game, but he has soft hands. He can score. He's got vision. He can make plays as well. He's running the half wall on the power play. He's a interesting prospect for the NHL draft because the football is in play, but he's ranked as high as the second round for the draft. I think that there's auxiliary stuff going on with him as far as what these NHL teams are trying to hammer down, but we're excited to get him into town. And then Brooks Cullen, I thought, played really well. Obviously, a kid we're very familiar with, just in and around the rink. He skated with us last year for about a month and a half, so I know Brooks really well. Great kid, but also the improvement that you've been able to see in his game, and hard worker on and off the ice, and kind of reaped the reward, I thought, this last weekend, being able to have a great tournament. And just for the community, I thought it was great to see the support that those kids got. And like I said, you kind of get out to watch them a ton this year, and just kind of knowing behind the scenes by knowing those kids and talking to Cully about their process and the journey that they were on, just really, really excited for them and the community for them to finally bring one home.
Now, when we talk about these high school kids, and obviously there are a number of high school teams here in Fargo and West Fargo as well, but then also obviously Moorhead is, to some extent, it's kind of a different animal with how important hockey is in the state of Minnesota. Now, as an organization, are you only allowed to touch base, maybe check them out as far as the players that are on your affiliate list? I mean, there's never a chance to take some of these local high school kids and have them scrimmage against the force or anything like that during the season, right?
During the season, you probably wouldn't, but now that their season's done, we could bring kids in. They can't play for us. They'd have to play. You have to be off the affiliate list. You have to set, there's roster rules as far as if you wanted to add a kid, it has to be by the end of December, et cetera, stuff like that. So, we couldn't bring a kid in who was a free agent and just have them skate with us now, but we can certainly bring these kids in and have them on the ice with us. We're in the process of doing that right now. We have, Brooks and Mason, are coming into play, but Zach's in town skating with us as well. We have a handful of kids. You kind of get your locker room gets too full, so they all kind of end up on chairs and sitting around, but it's fun to have them in. I think it's injected a little bit of energy in our practices, and in a year like this where, we're looking to add pieces here and there. It's a good year to bring these kids in. You know, a year ago, we were in a different place where you're in first place. I this time of year, we were probably in first place by 20 points or more on second place in our division. So it was a little bit harder bringing those kids in. You're just really on your toes and kind of walking around in eggshells trying not to screw things up. Where this year, it's exciting. You know, you're bringing kids in that you've been able to either watch on the X or, they get out and scout, or our scouting staff is really excited about a kid and you finally get to bring them in. And it's always better to see them in person, and a little bit unfair to the kids because it is a big jump. Like our kids, even if they're a rookie, they've been 6 months into this now where they're up and running. But a lot of the kids we brought in have done really well. And now you got to kind of, it's not like you just get to cherry pick these kids. There is a drafting process and you might really like them, but someone else might snag them before you. So it's still always good to get them in town and exciting. And certainly, especially after seeing this past week and a couple kids that put themselves on the radar that weren't there before.
With bringing up both Mason West and then Brooks as well, of course, they're only a week removed from that classic state semifinals matchup where the Spuds edged out Edina 4-3. But with those guys coming from a full high school season, the highs and lows of that state tournament right into USHL play, as a coaching staff, how do you guys integrate them in to I don't think that the lights are shining too bright or anything of that sorts, but just trying to make sure that they don't try and do too much and they stay kind of honed into their themselves, and then also trying to integrate them in chemistry-wise with the rest of the guys that have been there for 6, 7, 8 months at some of them.
Yeah, that's definitely the challenge. And, this has happened before in my 8 years of coaching junior hockey or bringing kids in. Even this year, whether it's a trade or adding a kid here or there that we've done this year, you're always working to integrate these kids. We do have a process you go through when you bring a kid in. Brooks is doing very similar systems and concepts in Moorhead because his dad's helping out coaching there. And, he skated with us he skated with us for a month and a half a year ago at this time of year. So, for a kid like that, there's still going to be an adjustment. The bigger adjustment will be the size and pace of the game, more the systems. At the end of the day, they get on the ice, they're going to play hockey. You can kind of joystick them around a little bit and get them in the right spots, but it'll just be getting up to the pace and trying to make plays a little quicker. But that's why this time is really valuable for them, getting them in. And I think that this time will really help them for the start of next season even. And they're good players. The point is not to bring him in just to get him up and running for next season. It's to come in and add some organizational depth to our lineup and help us win hockey games now. But with that in mind, I do think that this will be a useful time as far as making that adjustment period from high school hockey to junior hockey, easier in the fall as well. So it's kind of, good on both sides of it, but both good players, obviously. That's not an easy tournament. They both went in and did really well, and there will be an adjustment, but it's not unusual for junior hockey to bring these kids in. It's a little bit unique coming from Minnesota high school, but it'd be similar. You bring a kid up from the NA or from a different league or something throughout the season. So we're used to it at this time, but there will be challenges there.
Definitely. I'm just thankful at this point now, the next time Mason scores or gets a hat trick, that it's going to be for us and not against the local Fargo-Moorhead metro area. In closing with you, Coach, you get Muskegon this weekend. You guys are in the thicket of a playoff race. Same with them. What are the keys to success against them at Shields Arena this weekend?
Yeah, they're kind of that typical USHL team that's going to try to play fast. They're going to be aggressive. They have a lot of talent, and they're a team that's trying to push their way up the standings. And, it's just that time of year where it's playoff type hockey already. Everyone's kind of jockeying for different position, whether it's first and second or the home ice advantage or just a playoff spot in general. Everyone every night is giving you their best. And that's the reason you come to this league, is it's an every night league. And, the way the playoffs are designed, everyone's just playing for something. So we're excited for the challenge. I know they're going to be a good team, but it's going to be that way for the rest of the season. So a little bit of that iron sharpens iron kind of mentality where, you're going to come into these games and it's going to do nothing but prepare you for the destination at the end of the year when we get to the playoffs.
Definitely. Well, hey, Coach, thanks for a few minutes of your time. It was great to to be able to hear about the trades and how you guys go about that. Of course, hear about the new affiliate guys that are coming in to make an impact as well. And good luck this weekend against Muskegon, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, I appreciate it, guys. Thanks.